stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
We're going to be talking about Israel and the problems of Israel. Remember that Israel is, in many ways, the center of so much of what's going on in the world today. Here's this little tiny nation on the eastern part of the Mediterranean Sea, and yet, you know, of all the nations in the world, certainly Israel seems to be getting always so much publicity. Israel is pivotal, I believe, to everything that is going on in the Near East and Middle East today. So you pick up the story, Barry.
Well, I don't know how interesting this week's stories are. They're incredibly interesting in Israel. But does the evacuation of one building in Hebron really raise ires in the States? And, well, clearly the answer is no to that. But that's what happened this week.
All right, I think that our listeners really understand that Hebron is a traditional Jewish city. It's certainly this is where the patriarchs are buried, Abraham and many of his descendants are buried there, in a tomb. But the Jews have been here for a long period of time, and yet there's tremendous pressure on the part of government to force the Jews out of this traditional Jewish city. This is the amazing thing. Why is the central government so interested in turning Hebron, which is an important part of Israel and Israeli history, over to the Palestinians? You pick up the story.
Well, that's the roadmap, Oslo, Barcelona, Saudi plan. They're all the same. Israel removes itself from Judea, Samaria, and Gaza. Gaza's gone already. And divides Jerusalem. That's the world peace plan. And they're going to get their way. I mean, it's the pressure is coming from, in America, it's the Council on Foreign Relations. In Europe, you've got the Vatican, for one. It's worldwide. Whoever's got power in the world has decided Israel gets divided. It's that simple. Okay? Simply, we've been saying the same thing for so long. It's almost boring, but that's the fact of the matter. Now, the issue with Hebron is America has put a complete building freeze on Judea and Samaria. Nothing can be built there. But what the residents of Hebron did, this was Morris Abraham, a wealthy guy from New York who I've met, and is a nice enough person to give $700,000 to buy a three-story building in Hebron, I'd say, 50 yards from the Cave of the Patriarchs, in Jewish territory. And he paid, the Arabs signed the deed over, the thing was totally legal, and the government got the word that there will be no building in Judea and Samaria, and certainly the Hebron Jewish community will not expand. out of the question. No more expansion. Gone forever. The new building is expansion. And so it had to be shut down. And the Israeli government was ordered, in this case by Condoleezza Rice, just a few weeks ago, who visited Israel and started breaking down Judea and Samaria to Olmert. Simply put, they had to use a lot of trickery to evacuate this building. There were 20 families living in there, but there was a movement to pack the place with people to make sure the army couldn't evacuate, which is stupid because none of the people wore helmets, none of the people had clubs, none of the people had gas masks. And by the way, I think that may be one of the reasons why the Israeli government isn't distributing gas masks. They're useful in tear gas attacks. But neither here nor there, they were going to get removed no matter what. They weren't prepared to fight the army and the police, a unit called Yassam, using mostly Gentiles who just relish the fights with the Jews. They think it's just great. Whatever, they waited a few days. They had their, until the crowd was down, they had their informants inside. I repeat, now this is so tough on Jews. I was on another show on this network, Howard Real, and this was only a couple days ago, and I said that Koch has been thoroughly infiltrated, and that the leaders of Koch now, Itamar Ben-Gvir and Baruch Marzel, are working against the settlers, and they led the protest. You have their youth scaring off the law-abiding, decent residents of Hebron. They didn't want to be near these creeps, which happens time and time again. They get disruptive. They start handing out leaflets, this time, as all times Muhammad is a pig, to the Arabs to get them all riled up. In one case, they shot a couple of Arabs who apparently threatened a Jew. All of this is how they got rid of the Jews from Gaza.
All right, now explain to our listeners what Koch is, because most of them really don't know the term. What is Koch?
Well, Rabbi Meir Kahana founded it. It was the Israeli version of the Jewish Defense League. But those days have long, long gone. It's been, if you read my book, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, you'll find that the Koch was used to justify the murder of Rabin. It's a whole long, awful story about Koch member Avishai Raviv and his relationship to Yigal Amir. But in short, whenever you want to do something politically disgusting to the settlers, for instance, the Hebron massacre of 1994, you try and find a Koch member, former member, to do the dirty work.
And basically this is, of course, to discredit people who want to maintain the integrity of Israel. And by having your agent provocateurs there or whatever the real purpose is or whatever they are, they're there to discredit the very cause that they supposedly support. Right?
Well, they're the ugly face of the settlers.
Right.
When the settlers aren't being ugly enough, they get the Koch guys in action and make them really ugly.
Sure. And it's just as here in the United States, we see them infiltrating the conservative movement and then people doing ridiculous things, or they create the Aryan resistance movement, or the skinheads, or the Ku Klux Klan, and they're all infiltrated and financed by the government to discredit anybody who speaks out on certain specific issues they want to discredit. So, and then they become just so repulsive, everybody hates them. We'll be back in just a minute here. Standard operating procedures for manipulating the stupid masses. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Theater Network.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes, horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and we're talking about how they use these techniques to discredit the people who oppose specific government policies and anybody who really wants to maintain the integrity of Israel. Why, of course, everything is done to discredit them. So go ahead, Barry.
Well, this operation was a little more complicated. There was an informer within. And how do we know that? Because the army attacked just as everyone sat down to lunch and no one was ready to defend the gates of Peace House. So somebody informed the police and the army that this is the moment, nobody is ready. That could not have been done any other way but through an informer. And lest I bring up the obvious to Israelis, this was also the week after the Mumbai attacks, when the father of the dead rabbi in Mumbai, that was Rabbi Holzberg, publicly asked Olmert not to make a move on Peace House during the period of mourning. And like that matters to Barak and Olmert. So the settlers were off their guard because Ehud Barak, defense minister, we've gone through this awful man's past as recently as last week, I think, has a meeting with the leaders of the Yesha Council. That's the Council of Settlements. And no one believes that the army would be prepared to attack when a compromise is being reached. The meeting ends and Barak orders the army to attack. So, I mean, this was done with so much deceit. I mean, real deceit. Barak never intended ever to compromise. It was all deceit. All right, leave it at that. We don't have to describe stabbing someone in the back, but that's what Barak did. And so Peace House, which became a major, major symbol of resistance, and this was not far-right wing resistance. This was a legitimate purchase for $700,000. Morris Abraham lost $700,000 on this purchase, and the message was that Judea and Samaria are finished.
All right. Now, when you refer to Barak, for our listener out there, this is Barak, who is the defense minister, not Barak Obama, who, of course, is our coming-in president, but go right ahead.
I don't think Barack Obama flew to Israel to have a meeting with the Yesha Council.
Sometimes we confuse people, because you know what you mean. I know what you mean. I want to make sure the audience knows. Barack is the defense minister. He's a bad guy. Olmert's the president. He's a bad guy. Go right ahead, Premier.
Oh, they're all bad guys. I mean, you have a government taken over the bad guys hire other bad guys.
Right.
I mean, that's just a giveaway. I'm not saying anything nice about the Israeli government. Whenever I can say something nice, I'm going to get on a plane. When I feel it's safe, I'm going to get on a plane and get back to Israel. It's far from safe right now for me or anybody. But back to this major event, which I'm trying to make interesting for an American audience. It's certainly interesting for an Israeli audience. There were riots over the country. All over the country, riots broke out over the evacuation of Peace House. Roads were blocked. On the road to Jerusalem, there were 100 rioters stopping traffic. All of the, I never heard a word in the local media that riots were breaking out all over Israel over the evacuation of Peace House. But that's exactly what happened.
Well, I'm glad that the Israelis are at least willing to begin to take a stand against the excesses of these wicked people who've seized control of the reins of government.
Well, a major stand was taken. I'm kind of leading to it, and we'll get to it shortly. But just so you know, Olmert's reaction to the evacuation of Peace House was the Jews caused a pogrom. For defending themselves, no less. The Jews caused a pogrom in Hebron, and he denounced it. Talk about twisting reality. He sends the army. And by the way, 25 people were hospitalized by the soldiers and the policemen. It's not like it was a nonviolent evacuation, and he blames the Jews for causing a pogrom. But then he adds something I think you should take note of. This is a quote from the Prime Minister Olmert, who was forced to step down because of massive corruption. And as I told you many, many times, he will not step down until the end of the elections. By then, he'll have done his damage. Olmert stated that today, I'm quoting him now, we began an unstoppable process that will uproot tens of thousands of Jews from their homes.
He said that.
And word for word.
Okay.
You want to let that sink in? I mean, go ahead. He said the obvious. He is going to uproot tens of thousands of Jews from their homes, and Peace House began the unstoppable process.
Well, with friends like that, you certainly don't need any enemies, do you?
Well, with prime ministers like that, you sure don't need an Israel.
Right.
Now, if you can believe this, it got even weirder. Well, weirder, if you think that horribly frightening and spooky is weird. The welfare minister has a reaction to the evacuation of Peace House. Now, this is Yitzhak Herzog. Now, look, there's so much crime, but in the last elections, about 4 years ago, Yitzhak Herzog, no, it was two elections ago. It doesn't matter. He was the campaign manager for Ehud Barak. And he stole so much money from American Jews. He set up a fund that was supposed to help poor Israelis. They were going to build educational facilities, sports facilities. He raised millions of bucks, all of which went into the back pocket of Ehud Barak. And he was indicted, and he took the fifth. He would not open his mouth under any circumstances to explain the lost money, which, of course, was the right strategy, because no one would testify against him. And he is now, remember this name, Yitzhak Herzog. Very important name. His father was an incredibly crooked president, name of Chaim Herzog. We won't go into that. We have, by the way, gone into that in the past. But let's look at today's welfare minister, Yitzhak Herzog. Number two, there's elections going to be held in Israel, and we're going to finish off very shortly. What they're doing is they're holding primaries. The Labor Party, number one is Barack, of course. He's the leader. Number two in the Labor Party is Yitzhak Herzog, to let you know how crooked the Labor Party is. Now, what does the welfare minister announce after Peace House was evacuated? He will be creating, this is also a quote, special institutions for those awful youth who were in Peace House. They're called the Hilltop Youths because they're trying to expand settlements in abandoned hilltops. Nonetheless, he will create special institutions for Hilltop Youths. They will provide them with therapeutic settings and rehabilitation.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that sweet of him?
Yeah, because anybody then who really wants to maintain the integrity of Israel obviously has to be insane and need treatment.
Well, of course. And there's a way he's going to get them. Right now he is taking bids to build safe houses. He calls them safe houses. Now, who exactly is being offered this safety? It's certainly not the Hilltop Youths, and I doubt very, very much whether any Israeli is in danger from them. They're trying to keep their homes. They're trying to keep Judea and Samaria in some respect Israeli, which to the Israeli government and to the power brokers worldwide is a crime. I mean, outright, it's a crime to defend your country. It's that simple. And unless that's understood, there is no real crime. You're just defying some incredibly power-hungry. You're just defying the powers that be. That's your crime. Well, these Hilltop Youths are going to be put into the safe houses after being sentenced for breaking the law. Now, by breaking the law, the average citizen thinks they committed assault, armed robbery, I mean, any number of crimes. Breaking the law means that they protested the desertion and abandonment of their homes, their families' homes, Judea and Samaria, the holy sites, everything that you can think of that's in Judea and Samaria. This is them breaking the law. And if they break the law for defying the government, well, they get to go into apparently a very nice setting with lovely music, very, very soft. And when they leave, they're going to be good citizens, and they'll never break the law again. God knows what kind of drugs are going to be shoved down their throats in Yitzhak Herzog's new safe houses. But incredibly, this came from the welfare minister of Israel. I told you this was a very strange week in Israel. This is extremely significant. I have no idea if it's of any interest to anybody. Again, I report the news, but they are crushing Judea and Samaria.
Well, what did you mention, though, of course, that there is a reaction, a counter-reaction from the Jewish population, and there are demonstrations all across Israel, no mention of it here in the controlled media in the United States. Do you think the Israeli people are beginning to wake up and realize that they are being betrayed by their leaders?
Now my punchline. All this leading up, as I said, there are now primaries in the different parties. Now, the Likud also held primaries. Now, just to keep something in mind, Netanyahu is just run by the Council on Foreign Relations. And he drafted into the Likud so-called moderates. And by moderates, I mean they belong in labor. These people were pro-evacuation of Gush Katif. They are labor. So they really should not be in a movement started by Jabotinsky and Begin and Shamir, but the Likud held primaries just on Monday, just a few days ago, and all of Netanyahu's candidates lost. The Likud chose a roster of anti-Gush Katif evacuation people. The Likud chose the Israeli press and media are calling it a hawkish. You heard the word hawkish. roster of candidates. Netanyahu was turned down flat, and the Israeli public, and by the way, the Likud are going to win the election. Let's not forget this. The way things are going, if all goes according to plan, they could win 40 seats, the most any party has won. When's the last time any party has gone over 40 seats?
No, but
you have to go back to the 80s.
And who will lead the Likud?
Oh, it's Netanyahu.
Okay.
Look, he's got to take care of what happened to his party. Now, one of the people elected to the, again, in Israel, you put forth a roster of candidates, and let's say that your party wins 25 seats. The first 25 on the roster sit in the Knesset. Okay, it's that simple, really. There's a whole bunch of parties. The people will vote probably for 15, 16 parties. The Likud could get a third of the votes. Number 20 on the list is someone I know very well, and he started protests in Israel. His name is Moshe Feiglin.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish. Here, American Freedom Network.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, Chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, and how they can get your website.
Yeah, by the way, on the 16th, in a few days, I'm going to be back in Omaha at the Beit Yisrael Synagogue. If anyone is listening from Omaha, phone Rabbi Gross and maybe we'll meet. 16th at 7 o'clock at the synagogue. To get my books, you go to lulu.com, www.lulu.com. There's a little box that says search right in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish. The website, oh, by the way, Bye Bye Gaz is what we're talking about today, and that's probably your best bet, although you can get them all if you want to, but that's what we're talking about today. The website is barrychamish.com, and if you want to book me, I'll leave you a phone number. I provide a very entertaining evening for your group, and that is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now we're back to the Likud. There are people asking, and with good reason, if Barack and Omer didn't plan this evacuation to make sure the Likud doesn't win the election, hands down, the primaries were like 2-3 days away, and you have to ask the big question, did somebody want the Likud to reject Netanyahu and turn to the far right? Which it did, I don't know, far right. I mean, one Moshe Feiglin is hardly turning far right, but nonetheless, Netanyahu's vision of a CFR Likud didn't happen. And there are people saying, well, maybe they just pulled out of Hebron, the peace house, to make sure that the Likud puts together a slate of candidates that won't just rip through the next elections. I don't know if that's true, but I've certainly heard that rumor. Now, let's go to the international scene, because this was, well, what are you going to say? It's a typical week for Israel, but nobody notices it. But there is an exception, and we'll get to that shortly. Tony Blair, who is the envoy, the international quartet envoy to the Middle East, had a night at the Council on Foreign Relations.
Isn't that nice?
I wish I was there. But luckily for us, it was reported. And, well, first of all, he praises the Obama team, loves Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, loves James Jones as the National Security Advisor, and he urges them to force Israel into more territorial concessions. This was the night with, well, at least we know what he's really thinking, like we didn't. I mean, a few of us already knew what he was already thinking, but for anyone who didn't, Blair wants Israel to give more concessions, and he tells the Council on Foreign Relations to press Israel for these concessions. This is what happened, what was it, 5 days ago maybe, a week ago tops. However, this had a different reaction in Israel, something I have never heard of before, something called the Zionist Freedom Alliance. Its spokesman, Yehuda HaKohen, and here's a quote, said, so long as the CFR interferes in the Middle East, there can be no peace between Arabs and Jews. I've never heard an Israeli organization condemn the CFR before. That's a first for me. I've never heard, I'm going to be writing either before I go to Omaha or when I get back about this phenomenon that while the CFR is destroying Israel, there's one itty-bitty little voice in Israel condemning the CFR. My life is so pathetic that I take heart in that.
Well, at least you're speaking out, Barry. And here in the United States, nobody's condemning the CFR. I mean, most people accept it, just another little group of people meet regularly, without realizing, of course, it is a front for a secret society dedicated to the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation and headed by some of the most wicked people in the world.
Well, if the Arabs would get it into their heads that the Jews and the Arabs have the same enemy and that we're dying for nothing and that we make peace our own way somehow, we could actually do a much better job. But it's hopeless. It's absolutely hopeless. You would think that the Iraqis would stop talking about the Americans are here to get our oil and all these kind of nonsensical conspiracies and talk about the broad goal of a Middle Eastern bloc run by the Council on Foreign Relations and the European counterparts, and that this is not just about American troops trying to get oil. There's something much bigger going on. But I've never heard a word like that from the Arabs. They talk about New World Order. I've read that. But New World Order is let's steal the Arabs' oil. It's not oil. It's ideology. And you can't make them see that unless they see that Jews and Arabs share an enemy. There is no way to make peace. However, that's not going to happen, so why even dream of it? Let's just go to the reality on the ground. Well, just so you know, Martin Indyk, the Australian director of the Saban Institute at Brookings, the CFR think tank at Brookings, was the co-author with Gary, here's a new name for the CFR, I never heard of him before, Gary Samore, S-A-M-O-R-E, Director of Studies for the Council on Foreign Relations. Well, they put together at a big meeting a paper for Obama. It's called Restoring the Balance, Middle East Strategy for the Next President. I mean, that's so nice of him to, somebody gave them the money and they got experts. I mean, you can imagine which experts they got, but they got expert opinion. And what do you know? There's not one ounce of change. It's Oslo. It's the quartet. It's the Saudi plan. It's the Barcelona plan. It's the same plan. Israel goes backwards to a point where it cannot defend itself. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. But once again, the CFR are putting in their 2 cents worth at a public meeting. Once again, Martin Indyk is back advising the government. But there's a worse one. A worse one. Now, look, Obama is not naming his own advisors or cabinet. Somebody put a knife under his throat and told him that Hillary Clinton actually won and you're going to take her cabinet. All of Obama's advisors would have been Hillary Clinton's advisors and cabinet ministers.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish right here in America.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, I stand back here, Barry Shamish. Barry, this is the last segment, so let's. Where do we go from here?
Well, we're talking about Obama's new special envoy to the Middle East, Daniel Kurtzer of the CFR. You know, this, of course, is Hillary Clinton's choice. Obama has a Hillary Clinton cabinet. This is no joke. They got to him. They threatened him. They cajoled him. However it was done, nobody is his choice. Nobody. You've got yourself a rubber stamp president, the real thing, where the CFR is running the show thoroughly. Thoroughly. Now, my problem again is there's so much anti-Semitic conspiratorial literature, and they're noting that all the Jews are in Obama's cabinet. Kurtzer is now the special envoy. They got to Kurtzer. Kurtzer was and claims to be an Orthodox Jew, but he is working to dissolve Israel. Everyone says, well, the people in my community say that he is a traitor to Judaism, and he gave up the Torah and all this stuff. Nobody can figure out the obvious that when somebody betrays so badly, they got him. He was got. He did a crime. They can humiliate him tomorrow. It's not because people want to betray Israel. It's because people are blackmailed to betray Israel. And this is what people just don't seem to understand, is how dirty the political system really, really is. Obama is now Clinton. He may as well just marry Hillary. He's got her cabinet, and this cabinet really is bad for Israel in the worst possible way. Now, let's look what's going on in Israel. Now, I wrote an article last week about Ashkelon, and I said there is something wrong. There is some sort of agreement that Israel does not react to the rockets, provided they don't cause major damage in Ashkelon. The Palestinians, Hamas, are given free rein to throw all the rockets they want at southern Israel, specifically Sderot, a Moroccan city which the Israeli establishment couldn't care less about, really. Now, this week, after I wrote the article, the next day, 8 soldiers were wounded in their base at Nakhal Oz, on the border of the Gaza Strip, and the country was furious. Look, in my day, if 8 soldiers were wounded in a rocket attack, we would get in our APCs and we would go find the source of the rocket attack and we would rub it out. That was the Israel I moved to, and that's the army I served in. Nothing was done in retaliation for 8. So one lost his leg, possibly a second leg. They're still trying to save it. And there was no reaction. This was followed by, last count, in 1 week, 239 rocket and mortar attacks on Israel. Those against Ashkelon all hit open territory. It was not so lucky in the south of Israel where houses were destroyed. Nonetheless, in 1 week, 239, what was the Israeli reaction to 239 attacks by rockets and mortars? They agreed to pardon and release an equal number. I think it's a coincidence, but they are going to release 235 Palestinians sitting in prisons for acts of terror, 80 for involvement in murder.
Well,
this is all true. I mean, it sounds as crazy as all this sounds. I just gave you the absolute truth of Israel's reaction to rocket attacks. They're going to free more prisoners.
Well, you see, so much of what goes on in the world doesn't make sense unless you understand that there are forces working behind the scenes that the average person is never allowed to understand. And once you understand that, there really are people at the upper echelons of your government and mine that want to betray Israel. Of course, they want to betray the United States as well. And this is why we're doing everything as our country to build up our enemies and, of course, in Israel not be allowed to retaliate against their enemies. So go right ahead.
Well, look what Livni. Now, here is a subject that's actually fit subject for a whole show, but we're going to keep it to a soundbite. Livni, with all of these mortars and rockets, the prime minister, the prime minister candidate, second in the Kadima party after Olmert, decides to champion two Israeli drug dealers sentenced to death in Thailand. They were caught with 23,000 ecstasy pills, and they were sentenced to death in Thailand. Livni said she would take the case to the king of Thailand to save the lives of, well, their names were Makhlouf and Agronik. It doesn't matter. 23,000 pills. How would they have snuck 23,000 pills into Israel without help? Now, this is a very, very testy issue. About a year, it was more than that. It was about 3 years already. There was an Israeli captured in Beirut. His name was Elkanan Tenenbaum, captured in a drug deal. Israel released hundreds of terrorists from their prisons to get Tenenbaum back, and he has since all but disappeared. Who was this drug dealer that Israel really threw away their bargaining card and released so many? And these people, by the way, commit crimes of terror immediately once they get back into Lebanon or the Palestinian Authority. He was Mossad. Elkanan Tenenbaum was selling drugs, and this is a side of the Mossad that isn't properly understood. Now, I was on a show again on this station a few days ago where I explained where Iran-Contra came from. The Contra part, at least. It's a long story.
We're out of time, Barry. You'll have to keep that for another time. But we need to get people to understand. I'm sure the Mossad is selling drugs, and so is the CIA. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program. God bless. Talk to you later.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and Cindy, we were just talking about drugs, and if you'd like to know a little bit about the drugs and the real background of the war on drugs, you need to get our 4-tape set entitled, Is There Really a War on Drugs? And there you'll actually hear 6 interviews. You'll even hear the President of the United States, Bill Clinton, when asked about the drug smuggling at MENA Airport, going into the background that this was a federal operation. That wasn't him. You'll actually hear the Bill Clinton's voice as he explains to you the federal government was involved in the smuggling of drugs at the MENA airport. Anyway, it's a fascinating 4-tape set. We have so many 4-tape sets that give you insight into stories you'll never hear elsewhere. We have a 4-tape set on the attack on the USS Liberty, pointing out that there were people working within the Israeli government and the American government who wanted to kill all 280 men on board the USS Liberty back in 67 to justify an attack on Egypt. But you had to have some sort of an incident to get the American people to be willing to go along with a war on Egypt. Fascinating. You'll hear 4 interviews with people who were actually on the USS Liberty. We have 2 DVDs, totally suppressed in America. One's called Dead in the Water. It's a DVD, British BBC, British Broadcasting Company production, and a video called Loss of Liberty. And then we have a syllabus. You can get them all together as a special or get them individually. It's a little bit more expensive to get them individually, but certainly it's important you understand this, to understand how they use incidents. They create incidents to get us into wars. Those of you who have never heard of the program that they had, Operation Northwood, that was to get us into a war with Cuba. Fortunately, it didn't come off. They were going to actually sink some American ships and blame it on Fidel Castro. This was a top-secret government report, eventually declassified. You can get that in our syllabus on Iraq, The Untold Story, the entire text of it. And you really need to get, of course, my talk on Iraq, The Untold Story, and then, of course, the syllabus, Iraq, The Untold Story. And you'll get many of the original documents. And if you take in the documents, it'll take you into why we went to war with Iraq. We went to war with Iraq because we intend to keep troops permanently stationed there. The Iraqis want us to leave. We don't need to stay there. The war is winding down now that we've, bribed a lot of the so-called terrorists. Actually, we took away their jobs. They had no other way to make a living other than to go to work for the terrorists and attack the Americans. And where was the money coming from to finance them to be terrorists? Why? It was coming from our good friends in Saudi Arabia and our good friends in Pakistan that we were funding to fund the enemies who were paying the terrorists to attack our troops. Well, now we're paying them not to attack us, and things are in pretty good shape, but we don't want to pull our troops out because that's always been the plan, to keep our troops permanently stationed in the Middle East. And you can read the report from the Project for the New American Century. It's there. You can read their words from their website where they tell you the purpose is to keep our troops permanently in the Middle East. Once you understand that, so much makes sense, and everything else is a lie. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free catalog of the various products we have, why, I would be glad to send it to you. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And you can listen to our programs. You can, of course, tell others. Get them informed. Let them understand there is a move to destroy America, create a new world order, and a new world religion. But please pray for America and pray for Radio Liberty until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.